LGBTQ Equality Index used to award contracts by UK Health Service Trust. By Kurt Zindelka on June 12, 2022. A major branch of Britain's socialized medical system has been revealed to be granting healthcare contracts based on scores determined by far-left LGBTQ+ charity Stonewall rather than just the quality of products or care. Leaked documents from the Lewisham and Greenwich National Health Service, NHS, Trust in London have shown that contracts, some of which are worth millions of pounds sterling, are being awarded to companies that fall in line with leftist ideology on sex and gender promoted by the controversial Stonewall charity. A whistleblower from the Trust told The Telegraph, "The outcome of this is the NHS might accept a tender from a company offering an inferior product or a higher price based on Stonewall membership. To put it another way, the NHS is willing to compromise on patient care to promote Stonewall. It is worth pointing out these are very large and important contracts worth multiple millions of pounds over many years for winning companies." The whistleblower, who wished to remain nameless, expressed hope that the disclosure would force the NHS to return to putting people's health ahead of virtue signaling and political campaigning. Currently, a publicly funded service is pressuring private companies to give money to an extremist far-left misogynistic campaign group. The documents provided to the broadsheet showed that the NHS Trust gave prospective companies 35 questions from the Stonewall UK Workplace Equality Index on diversity and inclusion strategies, despite the Department of Health and Social Care, DHSC, ending its relationship with the far-left charity last year. The questionnaire includes questions such as if the company has a transitioning policy for transgender employees and if they have policies to ban discrimination, bullying and harassment based on sexual orientation or gender identity. It goes on to question if the company has signed up to Stonewall's Equality Index, meaning that the health service is essentially promoting companies to sign up with the charity. The whistleblower told the paper that it is possible that other NHS trusts are using the same questionnaire as it appears to be a standard template. Stonewall has previously been shown to demand that companies refrain from using gendered words such as mother in order to meet the standards of their equality index. Last week, the NHS itself controversially removed references to women on online advice pages for female cancers such as woman cervical, in response to criticism of the charity over its increasingly far-left stance on transgenderism and the nature of womanhood. Some government departments and ministers have attempted to distance themselves from Stonewall. Earlier this month, one of the founders of the charity said that Stonewall has discredited the gay activist movement by taking up far-left positions such as declarations that there is no difference between male and female bodies. Defending the use of the LGBT questionnaire, a Guy's and St. Thomas NHS Foundation Trust spokesman said, "Under national guidance, NHS trusts are required to apply 10% social value weighting for tenders. This includes environmental, economic and social issues and is one of a number of things we consider when procuring services." The spokesman claimed that while these particular questions are not used in two other trusts it supports, he could not confirm if other branches across London were implementing the Stonewall questionnaire. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.